you know, we can still pick up the play in the red zone. You know, just I feel like it's all around, though. Run game, pass game. You know, we just got to continue to keep working on it and getting better at it. Wow, that was it.
What's the key in the red zone? Obviously, the field contracts. What has to be better when you're there as compared to the rest of the field?
Everybody just got to be on the same page down there. You know, it gets closer. And teams just tend to take me away, so I'm not really, you know, a part of, you know, the equation down there. We just got to step up and make plays down there, you know, everybody. So, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason why we're not hitting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just doubling us and switching things up on us down there. So we get certain looks. They do certain looks throughout the week, and then when they play us, they give us another look. So, I mean, it happens, you know. As long as we win in games, though, we scoring enough points to make it happen.
Does it get frustrating getting doubled? Or I know it's a credit to you, but mm-hmm. You get a little bit frustrated. How do you feel when you're getting doubled every play?
I feel great. I know, like, you know, Tyler Gabriel right here. out of seriousness, though, like, I mean, he's very explosive. He's going to win one-on-one matchups. Adrick Robinson, you've seen it from Sanu. Number of guys, Justin Hardy as well. Those guys get their one-on-one matchups. They're going to make big plays for us.
Has the offense got to a point where it is clicking on all cylinders, or is there more to be seen?
We clicking. Definitely more to be seen. You know, we just got to stay every week. We got to stay into it. Like, we can't get complacent. In a sense, you know, like, we're a high-powered offense. We can't be like, oh, yeah, we can do this, we can do that. We just got to come to work every day, though. Keep sharpening our tools week in and week out to be that.
Do you enjoy going on the road in silence in a crowd? Is that a nice feeling?
You know, the crowd doesn't play a part into, like, my mindset, my mentality, how I approach the game. They can't be on the field and help their team out. It's only 11 men on the field. Other than 11, and I'm out there, 10, I'm out there with. So, it doesn't matter what they're doing. As long as they're not throwing batteries or whatnot on the field, you know, everything else is good.
So, your career stats so far, you have 7,171 yards and 33 100-yard games through 74 career games. The closest person behind you did that in 83 games.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I did all right, you know, but that's just from, you know, my quarterback and the offensive line I'd have had over the years, including my other receivers. You know, those guys allowed me to go out there and, you know, just play ball for them. The defense getting the ball back to us so I can, you know, obviously I can't even remember what you just said, but it sounded pretty cool, you know, since 80.
It's since the merger, closest person did so it in 83 games.
Okay, yeah, so I don't – I mean, it's just good. It's just the guys that's been around me over the years.
How nice is it also to be able to have Matt Moore this year standing upright and having time? Does that mm-hmm. make it easier on everybody?
Matt's been great. Our offensive line been great. It does, you know, him, you know, I just like Matt just keeping his head up and, you know, making great plays down the field. He scrambles. I feel like every quarterback's going to get a little pressure on them here and there. But Matt's been doing a great job of escaping that pressure and keeping his head up and finding players open down the field.
Important to get this win and kind of not have to sit over the bye with the loss, build a little momentum going in?
Not necessarily momentum. It's just, you know, it's just the next game. We got to go out here. We got to play Falcon football. We got to give – I mean, they just had a tough loss, you know, against the New York Giants. They're going to definitely give us their all. They're a great team. And they're going to be ready to play. And they're at home, you know. So we just got to be ready to go as well. But definitely want to get the W. You don't want to go on a bye week, of course, with an L.
Do you do anything special during the bye week, or is it just trying to get away and get your body
ready? Yeah, just definitely resting throughout the bye week. Not trying to fly 4 hours anywhere. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to go home or something quick, an hour and a half or something, max. I'm not going anywhere that I'm going to be on a plane hurting.
You were the first All-American receiver at Alabama in 40 years. Now they got to run up. They got you, Cooper, Stewart, Ridley. They got to. What changed over there? What clicked? All of a sudden, it's a bunch of good receivers coming out of that program now.
I don't know. The coach. I mean, you know, Coach Saban's been doing a great job in recruiting, you know, over the years. DJ Hall, Nikita Stover. It was a bunch of guys there with me that can play ball. Earl Alexander, you know, he was a converted quarterback to receiver. But all of us just played together, and, you know, we just had fun doing it. We throw the ball around a little bit, and we take big shots down the field now for Alabama. We'll run, and then we're going over the top. You know, we got guys that, on Alabama since I was there and since I left, can take the ball the distance, can take the, you know, the little screens to the house, very speedy guys, and also can burn you over the top.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thank you.